Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's time for some takeouts, and here's a story we will definitely be following all this week. It broke late last night. Democratic Senator Chris Dodd has decided not to seek re-election for this year for a sixth term. Joining us now is Colin McEnroe. He's a Hartford Current columnist and host of the Colin McEnroe Show on WNPR. Colin, you have been following Dodd carefully, so were you surprised by this announcement?
Not by the fact of the announcement, but by the timing of the announcement. I mean, I've been following Chris Dodd since he announced that he was running for Senate in 1979. So I thought I knew his personality pretty well, and I thought it would take longer for him to come to this realization. He's certainly been in a lot of trouble in the polls, and there were a lot of people, I think, who wanted him to do this. But Chris is pretty stubborn, so I didn't see this coming.
So the Democrats have held this seat for 46 years. Is there a possibility a Republican could take it?
I think the possibility just went down rather than up. I mean, the Republicans are in fetal positions today over this. They wanted Dodd sick but not dead. And with Chris Dodd not running, that means Dick Blumenthal, the incredibly popular Attorney General of Connecticut, he is wasting no time in scheduling his announcement that he will seek Dodd's seat, and he will be a very formidable opponent.
Colin, do you have actual pictures of Republicans in fetal positions? We'd love to post those on our website.
We want to put those on your website if you want.
Yeah.
We actually saw this announcement from Richard Blumenthal, the Attorney General, saying, I haven't made my formal announcement yet, but I am running. could he be part of the reason that Chris Dodd decided to announce so early?
It could be. I mean, I think there was probably pressure from on high. Chris Dodd has received a lot of assistance, sort of visual assistance with visits by President Obama and Vice President Biden. But I think the other message that was coming probably from the White House and elsewhere in Washington was, look, if you can't do better, if your poll numbers aren't going to go up, you really need to get out of the way and let Blumenthal have the field. One person I would say who's probably in real shock today is Linda McMahon, who's this wrestling executive who has emerged as one of the top two potential Dodd opponents. She committed $50 million of her money for advertising and for her campaign and stuff, which I think is a lot of fun to do if you think you're going to beat Chris Dodd. It might not be so much fun to spend $50 million losing to Blumenthal.
You know, Chris, it's a good point, but Chris Dodd has been a pretty outspoken voice. We've heard about from him as the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee and on health care. Is he more of a national voice than Connecticut?
Well, I mean, I think in some ways this would have been a better year for him to run for president, and 2008 would have been a better year for him to run for senator. Unfortunately, he got the years all mixed up. And he's very popular at the national level in some ways that he's not in Connecticut now.
Colin McEnroe, Hartford Current columnist, host of the Colin McEnroe Show on WNPR.